MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 1, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Shooting in Salem. Lynn teacher looking for kidney donor.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, Linfield football is gearing up for a home playoff game this weekend. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Showers, low 40s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:19 p.m. An overnight shooting in Salem is under investigation, and WFXT-TV is reporting that a man was taken to the hospital. This took place just after 1 a.m. at the intersection of Forest Avenue and Lussier Street near Salem State. Reporters saw a vehicle with a bullet hole that was surrounded with police tape in the overnight hours. The vehicle has since been removed from the area, and it's an area not far from the O'Keefe Sports Complex at the university. Preliminary reports from the Haunted Happenings events in Salem indicate crowds in October likely will set a record for the number of visitors to the city. The Danvers High School Library will be named in honor of Colleen Ritzer. The Salem News reports that the school committee voted unanimously this week to name the library to honor Ritzer, who was murdered in the school 10 years ago. A Lynn teacher is in need of a kidney replacement. The Daily Item reports that Lynn Classical English teacher Mark Feldman has been in a 10-year battle with kidney disease, and this year it's gotten worse. Feldman has been teaching English in the Lynn schools for 23 years and is currently on medical leave with end-stage kidney disease. Anyone looking to be a possible kidney donor can reach out to Julie Hagen at Square Knot Health at 671-468-4245. Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr spoke with MSO News on Monday about two new health-related bills that have been passed by the Senate.
So we had two bills geared toward promoting public health, Rick, that we took up last Thursday in the formal session of the Senate, two bills that I was proud to support. One of them had to do with allowing pharmacists to prescribe drugs that prevent the transmission of HIV. They're commonly known as PrEP. And you could only get those, and you still can only get those because this hasn't become law yet, but you can only get those through a doctor's prescription. But yet it's incredibly important to have them accessible in a timely fashion. And so the bill that we did would allow pharmacists to be able to do those prescriptions and distribute those medications at the pharmacy within some restrictions in terms of providing counseling and referral to a primary care physician. So within some safeguards, but I think it's very important to make those drugs available in a timely fashion. And similarly, Rick, the second bill is one that I think we should have done a long time ago, and I'm glad we're moving on it now, and I hope the House and the governor will agree and we can get this bill signed. It has to do with making menstrual products available free of charge at institutions like homeless shelters, certainly in our jails, but also to make them available subject to appropriation in our schools for students that need them. And Rick, I told you we would talk a little bit about that special language subject to appropriation. And it's the legislature's way of saying to our schools, you must do this if we fund it. And that's the way we prevent that from becoming an unfunded mandate. So there's a directive there from the state, but it only becomes operative if we put money in the budget to support the schools in that mission. And I, for one, am hoping we'll do that and we'll be working to make sure that we do that.
Massachusetts State Senator Bruce Tarr. Road work this weekend at the Route 1 Rotary in Newburyport will likely cause delays for drivers. The Newburyport Daily News reports that a road surfacing project from Newbury to Salisbury in the Rotary work will continue Friday at 7 p.m. And there was a house fire in Rockport on Monday caused by a dryer. The Gloucester Times reports that the fire department responded to the blaze on Granite Street, and a woman in the house was able to escape safely. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics host the Pacers tonight at the Garden, while the Bruins will host the Maple Leafs tomorrow night in Boston.
The Patriots are also home this weekend as they'll host Washington on Sunday at 1. Patriots offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien telling reporters yesterday there is a fine line between winning and losing in the NFL and making plays and not making plays in the league.
To be really clear with you, it's like Bill said after the game, you know, we have to coach it better. We got to detail it up better. Maybe we got to have some better plays. And then the players have to execute it better. We all have to do better. I mean, really, it's just the way it is. I say this every week, but there's such a small margin for error in the National Football League, and it comes down to 5 or 6 plays in each phase of the game. And if you don't make them, you're not going to win. And we're not making them right now, and we have to get back to making them like we kind of did against Buffalo.
Patriots offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien. In high school football this weekend, a D6 matchup finds Swampscott at Linfield on Friday night at 6:30. Linfield coach Pat LaMusta on one of his team's key games this year was against non-league opponent North Attleboro.
It showed that we were capable of competing with a team that was significantly bigger than us up front. Because they were big, you know, they're the type of team you're like, wow, they have some big guys up front. But we were still able to hang in there and play physical. And, you know, a few more plays going our direction, you know, we'd probably be able to pull it off. But I think North Attleboro came in with a pretty strong game plan, and they just ran the ball and, we just needed a couple more plays to go our way.
Coach LaMusta looks at Swampscott.
So they are a spread team. They chuck the ball around. Their running back is super shifty. Linemen play super low. And they do some things that we do on offense, too. So, you know, that was encouraging on the scout team side. You know, but I think they have the ability to have an explosive play at the drop of a hat. QB does a nice job getting the ball out there. So I think it's the type of game where you really just have to protect the end zone, keep them in front of you, bend, don't break, and fly to the football.
Linfield coach Pat LaMusta, again, they're hosting Swampscott Friday night in D6, 6:30 in Linfield. We will be posting many interviews this week to preview week one of the high school football playoffs. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to November. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.